lemutei de Rav ud Ravasi. It comes to exclude Rav's halacha and Ravasi's halacha. Rashi says in the Gemara's later, we'll see enough Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Rashi says the Yom Rav, Rav says the Chiddush like this: Sora soita asura. What does that mean? Sora soita. That means shimzinsa ishtoi. Your brother was married to two wives and no relative to you at all. There are two brothers alive, and your brother went and married two wives that both of them really should be a mitzvah yibum. They're both not relatives to you. But what happened when one of his wife had znus, became a saita. Shimzinsa ishtoi. So she was a saita. The halacha of a saita is if she lived with another man, she's also to a husband. So it comes out, your brother, when he was alive, was also to live with his wife. So Rav holds a smara, kal v'chayma. Madach, your brother wasn't allowed to live with her. So when your brother dies, for sure, you're not going to be allowed to live with her. Like, even if, like, you take over your brother's place, but you can't be better than your brother. Madach, your brother couldn't live with her. For sure, you can't live with her either. So that's Rav's chiddush. That if your brother had two wives, and one of his wives became a saita, she lived with another man. She became osa to him. Even though he has another wife, that really the second wife should be mutter to you, when your brother dies, we look as if the soita is potter from mitzvah yibum. Since there's no mitzvah yibum to her, she remains again with the erva of eishes ach, like she's an erva to you, and therefore the tzara, the second wife, will see not allowed to marry. That's Rav's chiddush. So we'll soon see why our Mishnah does not say it. But the Mishnah is saying only 15 and not Rav's case. Like our Mishnah excludes Rav. That's Rav's chiddush. What's Rav Asi's chiddush? Rav Asi's chiddush, Rashi says, Tsaras Islandis, Asura. That means, let's say your brother also had two wives, and both of them were strangers to you, but one of them was Islandis, cannot have any children. So he dashes the pasuk later, the terrorist says, the whole mitzvah yibam is to marry your brother's wife in order to have children, lock and shame. So there's only a mitzvah yibam if the wife could have children. But if the wife is an Islandis, there's no mitzvah yibam. So again, Rav Asi holds, since by an idleness, if the lady cannot have any children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So since she was married to your brother, she has an erev of reishasach, there's no mitzvah yibum to her. Who adin the tzara, the second wife, is also potter from the mitzvah. Because the first wife, the idleness, is like an erva. So whenever you have an erva, the other one is potter. So these two cases, our Mishnah excludes them. We'll soon see why the Mishnah does not include them. Now the Gemara asks, though, L'Rav L'Rav Asi L'Mutimai, but according to Rav and Rav Asi, they both hold those two cases on Noshim that Pater. So then what does our Mishnah mean to say Lafuke? According to them, they should be really included in the 15. So now Mishnah says 15 and not somebody else. What's the not somebody else? So Mishnah says like this, Isvirlu the Hadadi, if one holds from the other. In other words, Rav and Rav Asi both agree to one another, so then both really are included in the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah exclude? Chode lamutei tzaras v'mamenes. One case is where your brother was married to two wives and one was a katana, a young girl. And after he died, she was mamayin. She said goodbye to him. And we'll soon see a samaras ayin not to be miyabimu. V'chode, another case is lamutei tzaras machzeg rishosai. In the case where your brother again was married to two wives and both of them were strangers to you. And one of them, your brother gave a gift to his wife, and his wife got married to another husband, and she lived with the second husband, and then the second husband died. Again, Yechod Lamute Tsaras Mamenes, Vechod Lamute Tsaras Masig Rishosai. Again, where your brother was married two wives, and both of them really should be mitzvah yibum to you. Both of them are strangers to you. What happened was, again, your brother lived with one of them, Beisr. That means one of his wives, he gave a get to her, and she got married to a second husband, and then he married her back again, that he's not allowed to. Your brother wasn't allowed to do that. Your brother, there's an issa machse gurushosai. If you give a get to your wife, and then she lives with another husband, you're never allowed to take her back again. So in the case where your brother did take her back again, the same svara, that how could there be a mitzvah yibum, mazuch, your brother was living with her, b'yisr, so the svara who adin, when he dies, there's no mitzvah for you to marry her. No mitzvah yibum is take over your brother's place. But if your brother was also to her, you can't be better than your brother. So in a case like that, since there's no mitzvah yibum to that wife that your brother gave a get to, so that wife remains with an isr eishasach, she's an erva to you, therefore again, the second wife is also asa.
So those are two cases our Mishnah comes to exclude. Mashda, our Mishnah knows in these two cases, no, there would be a mitzvah yibum. And we'll learn the sugyas later, we'll see why. Rashi says, Torah from a menace, right, which one was a young girl, and she was a ketana, and she said goodbye to him. So we'll see later, the Gemara says, Rashi is a gezeira mishum tzoras bitim a menace. So gezeira ought to, in a case where you're married, where your brother was married to your daughter when she was a ketana, and we're also afraid to say goodbye to him. It's just a gezeira. And what did Maxu Gushar say? It's also also. So that's good. Our Mishnah says only our 15 cases, Patis, there's no mitzvah yibum and the tzoro, but mashma, these two cases, yes, there is a mitzvah yibum. We'll soon see at least a mitzvah chalitza. We'll have to explain then why our Mishnah argues on those two svaros. Now the Gemara says like this. L'rav l'rabasi l'snayu. For the Gemara Kash now, according to Rav and according to Rabasi, they both say a chiddush that in the case of a tzora soita, or else a tzora islandis, they say that the same halacha that the tzora is potter from yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum at all. Again, in the case where your brother was married to two wives, and one of his wives became a soita. So the svara is that just like your brother can't live with her, there's no mitzvah yibum. And Rav says it's a good svara that just like you can't be miyabim her, so there's no mitzvah yibum. She's an eshesach. The tzara is also asa. So Kash was according to Rav. Why does Namishta say it? Why does Namishta say 16? Or both of them should say 17. How come a Mishnah doesn't say 17 Nashim and should include a tzara seita and a tzara idleness? The same thing. Or the brother was married to a lady that couldn't have children, so when he dies, there's no mitzvah yibum to marry her. Because the whole mitzvah is to have children. If you can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. If there's no mitzvah yibum, she's an eshesach, she's an erva. So therefore, she partners at tzara. So why doesn't the Mishnah say it? So Marin says, Poshid, lefi she'enoi v'tzara tzara. Because those two cases cannot be a case of the Mishnah's case of tzara tzara. Tzara tzara means what? In a case where there are three brothers. So true, to one brother, the wives was an erva. But to the third brother, they were not ervas. So the case of the Mishnah is the third brother married them, and then when he dies, they're again and ever back to the first one. Of course, the cases of the Mishnah are only also to one brother and not to all the brothers. But here, what's the svara here? Your brother was married to a wife that she became a soita. So the svara is just like your brother can't stay married to her, not allowed to live with them. There's no mitzvah upon who? Upon any one of the brothers. So neither of the brothers are allowed to marry the Saita or else the Tzara. So it comes out there's never a case of Tzara Tzarasa. So the case is just dead by itself. In the case where your brother was married to a Saita, the halacha is there's no mitzvah yibum to her, and to a Tzara, the second wife also there's no mitzvah yibum to. To neither of the brothers. So it stays dead. Neither of the brothers can marry them. So there's never a case of a second case where the third brother married them. The same thing of an idleness. If your brother was married, the same case by an idleness. If your brother was married to one of his wives, couldn't have children, so there's no mitzvah yibum for neither of the brothers. Even if there are 10 brothers now, the other 9 brothers, neither of them have the mitzvah to be miyabim, that lady. Because since that lady can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that lady remains with an iser erva of an eshesach. She's your brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah yibum. She remains also to all the brothers. So all the brothers can't marry her, and they can't marry the other tzar either, because there's no mitzvah yibum. So it stays dead, it can't go to another case. There's never a case of tzara tzara. So that's why our Mishnah doesn't say those two cases. Even though really they're erves, that there's no mitzvah yibum, but our Mishnah want to say 15 cases that the chiddush is they're only yosa to one brother. Like it's only your daughter. But to the third brother, it's not his daughter. So the third brother is allowed to marry her. And then it goes on, when the third brother dies, that this first brother can marry these two wives. And in the fourth, fifth, it keeps on going, not safe, but by idleness and sarasaita, it can't go further. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. Now the Gemara says, Minoh Hanimili, back to original Shaila, how do we know the din of our Mishnah? Minoh Hanimili, there's such a yisoid that when your wife, brother, is married to an erva, to you, there's no mitzvah yibum. Rashi says, "Minan emili tierva v'tzorosa v'tzoras tzorosa liolam p'turus." How do we know this halacha that you can't marry the erva, you can't marry the wife of the tzora, the second wife, and not the other? How do we know the chiddush of the Mishnah? Because without the Gzeras HaKosev, as the Gemara will soon say later, there are svaros to say, since there's a mitzvah you've been here involved, maybe the mitzvah is not to you, even though she's an erva to you. Really, you're not allowed to marry your own daughter. But in the case where your brother married and your brother died, maybe there's a mitzvah to go marry her. How do I know you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife if there are ervas, and just like you can't marry the erva, you can't marry the second wife either? How do we know this, you say? We know an immediately. Gemara says the Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, like, we learned the Brice like this. The Pasuk says, Isha ela choysa loisikach litzro. A man is not allowed to marry his wife and then marry his wife's sister. You can't take a wife ela choysa and then marry her sister. Loisikach litzro, to have two of them, sorrows to have two wives like this. Legalos ervoso leho bechayeho. You can't live with your wife's sister, close the mind your wife is alive. If your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry her sister. But kol zaman your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So you make a deal like this, Oleho Matamaloima. Why does the pasuk have to say Legala Servosa Oleho Bechayel? It just should have said Legala Servosa Bechayel? You can't live with her when your wife is alive. What's the extra word Oleho for? Natamaloima, Sigmar says the Fishinema. Because there's another pasuk in the Torah that talks about mitzvah Yibum. That Shinema, the other pasuk says, Yevoma Yovo Yoleho. The pasuk says, when your brother dies and he has a wife without children, Yevoma Yovo Leho, you're supposed to marry your brother's wife. So it says Lashon of Oleho over there. So he said like this, Shemeya Ni, I would have thought to say, this mitzvah Yibum is Afilu Viachas Mikol Arayos Hamuras Batero, even though your brother was married to your daughter or to your mother-in-law. Even though your brother was married to one of the Arroyas, so what? Still, I would say there's a mitzvah Yavama Yavaleo. When your brother dies without children, go marry his wife. Hakosta Medaber, I would have thought the plus is talking about any type of a wife, even though she's an erva to you. Therefore, tells us no. Nemakanaleo. It says here by the pasuk of Yibum, Yavama Yavaleo. Says the word Oleo. Venemalahalan Oleo. And it says by this Isser of don't marry your wife and her sister, it says the word Oler also. What does that mean? Ma la halen b'makom mitzvah, just like the mitzvah Yibum, Yavam Yav Yoleho. It's talking about a case of a mitzvah Yibum, Avkan b'makom mitzvah. Who are them when the Torah says don't marry your wife and don't marry your sister means even if your sister isn't a mitzvah now. What does that mean? Even in the case where your brother married your wife's sister. And now that your brother died, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her. Still, the pasuk says, "Isha lachoisa loisikach." Still, the pasuk says, "No, you're not allowed to marry her." Afkam b'mokim mitzvah. For Yomer Rachman and the Torah still says, "Loisikach," you're not allowed to marry her. That's why the pasuk says the word "oleho" by your wife's sister. Yeah, and it says, "Isha lachoisa loisikach mitzvah legalos arvosa oleho." You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, even in the case where there should have been a mitzvah to marry her. That means in the case where your brother was married to your wife's sister. And now that your brother died, maybe I would think there's a mitzvah to marry her. Kamash m'lan aleho, no. Even in such a case, still the Torah says, loy sikach, you're not allowed to marry her. So from here we see there's no mitzvah yibum. This is the makor, like we said before, from the case of your wife's sister, that's how we know you're not allowed to marry her. Now the Gemara says, v'yein l'yelehi. I only know you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. But, so rostu minayin, how do I know if your brother was married to two wives? True, one was your sister-in-law, but the other one was a stranger to you. How do I know when your brother dies now, you're not allowed to marry the second wife? You can't be miyabim, the second wife, minayin. Talmud loyma litzro. The apostle says a lashon of loisikach litzro. Says lashon litzro, mashmatu. The tzor also. There's not only your sister-in-law, but who are then the tzara, the second wife also you can't. Right, the v'ein liyela tzarasa. I only know this case, where your brother was married to two wives, and the second wife also was tzarasa. But tzara tzarasa minayin, how do we know it goes down the line? that now we said when the third brother was miyavim one of them, and then when he dies, his second wife, also the first one, can't marry. How do we know that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Litzror, a double Lashon, Vulay Lotzer, not only one, but Lashon plural. Mashmah, there's never a heter to marry even a second, or third, or fourth, or fifth time down the line. Once one was Nisar Erva to you, they all remain also. Trashi Litzror, Psoris Harbe Mashma, Midalike Siv Lotzer. Says Litzror, not Lotzer, Mashma Harbe, a lot of them are also to you. Excuse me, this is the Makor, how we know it, how we learn it. So the Gemara says clearly, you need two psukim, like two drushes. One to tell us that the tsaras erva, that when your brother was married to two of them, you can't marry the second one. And another person to say, goes down the line a second, third, or fourth, or fifth time. There's the famous question that the whole Masechta, all the Achrim talk about, Rav Kineges Kashir. Rav Kineges asked the question, once we know the first time, we should automatically know the second, third, or fourth, or fifth time down the line. Like, all you need a pasuk for just the first time. But what's the hezbur in the pasuk? That whenever there's a ptur in yibum, whenever there's not a mitzvah yibum, she remains with a nisra eshafach. So when your brother was first married to these two wives, your brother, one of them true was your sister-in-law. The second one was a stranger. Now, when your brother dies, your sister-in-law, you can't be miyabim. That's the pasuk, there's no mitzvah yibum. Since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains an erva. She's like an eshafach. Now that she's an Eshesach, there's one Pasuk, Litzror, that the Tzorah, the second wife, also has no Mitzvah Yibum. Now that the second wife has no Mitzvah Yibum, she remains with an Erev of Eshesach. So all we need is just a Pasuk for that one case. Once I know that the second wife is an Erev of an Eshesach, so now when the third brother marries her, and when he dies, I know in Svara the first brother can't marry her anymore, and can't marry his wife either. Because that wife is an erev to him with the erev of Eshesach. Like the Yisrael is, whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, the wife of your brother always remains also to you with the din erva. So once I know there's no mitzvah yibum on the tzara, that she's an erev of an Eshesach, I should know le'elom v'ed, no matter who's going to marry you now, negate to that first brother, she's always an Eshesach. So what do I need a second pasuk for to tell me goes down the line, the third, fourth, or fifth case? I would know him in Asvara. That's the famous kasha with Kidego, and all the Achrenim go to answer. Right, we'll leave it for now. Vaita, the Kofar of the Gemara says you need two psukim though. Vaita, now the Gemara says, V'yein li'yela achos isha. Maybe this Svara only applies to your sister-in-law. When your brother marries your sister-in-law, then we say you can't marry her or the other wife either. But Shara Royis Minayin, how do we know when your brother is married to your daughter, and then your brother dies, how do we know you can't marry the second wife there? Maybe it's only you did in your sister-in-law, and not by other Ervis. And Mor says, no, Omarta, learn out like this. Ma Achois Isa, just like your sister-in-law. Miyuched is she Erva. She's an Erva to you. What does that mean? She's also for you to marry you. V'chayovim alzdoina chorus. If you live with her, bizodin, you know about it, you have a chiv chorus. V'ashigagosai chatis. If you didn't realize it, you didn't know who she was, you only chayav a korban chatis. V'yasur liyabim, liyibim, and that's this pasuk of Oleho, that even b'mokim yibum, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. Is therefore making the pashul hekish, af kol any other isha. She erva, that's also for you to marry you. V'chayovim alzdoina chorus, like your daughter, your mother-in-law, your grandmother, that there's a chiyuv koras if you live with them, if you live with them, there's no mitzvah yibum there. Maybe only then you can be miyabim. So how do we know you can't be miyabim that tzara? Is, again, the schorch is shverim. Svara, but I should know it. Once you can't be miyabim them, so they remain with an erev of an eshesach, shita that tzara zasa. Gemara, yes, maybe no, like maybe it's only Gzeres HaKosiv by Achos Isha and nobody else. So Gemara says again, no, Omar, let's think, let's say, Ma Achos Isha, why is any other one different than your sister-in-law? Just like your sister-in-law. Miyuched is she erva, she's also for you to marry her. V'chayav amaz doyne chorus, if you live with her bezodin, b'mezid, yichayav chorus. V'yashiv zosach chatis, if you don't realize it, yonichayav chatis, v'yasur liyabim. You're not allowed to be miyabim your sister-in-law. Therefore, v'tzaros asuro, if your brother has a second wife, you can't be miyabim the second one either. Is af curl, the same smur applies to any other isha. She erev, that's also to you to marry. V'chayov mazlon ekoros, there's nisa koros involved. V'yashav losachatis. V'yasur liyabim, you can't be miyabim, huh? It's the same smur, tzaros asuro. Who I did the tzora, the second wife is also asur. There's no mitzvah yibum. Mikan amru chachamim. From this svara, our mishnah, the chachamim say that not only a sister-in-law there's no mitzvah yibum and he can't marry the tzora, but rather chamesh esrei noshim. There are 15 ervas that poitroys tzorasayim v'tzoros tzorasayim and achlitzim and ayibim at soifoylo. That's the limud from your sister-in-law to all other ervas. Anything that's also with a chiyuv koris, that there's no mitzvah yibum and there's no din or atzar either. The other more says, Yochel maybe Shani Marbar would include also in the Mishnah Av Sheisha Royas Chamuras Mielu, even six stronger Arroyas. Sheil Sarasayim Asuris, that the Tsaras are also Wasser. Or Martha, I'll tell you no. These six more, Rashi says, Shenesuyas Lachirim, Sheil Sarasayim Asuris and Noslazim, that they're married to other people, they're not married to you. Let's say an erva that's not married to your brother. An isha that none of your brothers could marry. But somebody else married her. How do I know to say that, let's say your mother. Let's say somebody else married your mother. You have five brothers, they're all deceased, all have one mother. And then your father, the father died. A different man married your mother. And that man has another wife now. How do I know that you are allowed to marry, if that husband dies, how do I know you're allowed to marry the other wife? Maybe just like you can't marry your mother, you can't marry the other wife also. So maybe it includes also Sheish Arroyis, the six Arroyis, that neither of the brothers could marry. It has to be somebody else married them. That maybe when one, if their husband is married to your mother, the second wife also was also. She is Sarasayim Asurois, or Ma'at no, I'll tell you like this. Ma Achois Ishta, just like your sister-in-law. Miyuchedesh, she's special. She Ervo, the Chayov Mazonikoris. She's such a wife though that your other brothers can marry her. Your brothers are allowed to marry your sister-in-law. Just when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the case you can't marry the second wife. I've called any other case. She erva with the wife that your brother's married to is an erva of a chayav mazonikoros. Oh, but the Evshali Nosali Achim, she has to be such a wife that your brothers could marry her. Then we say the Asur Liyibim, when a case where you can't be Miyabma, you can't, but the other brothers could, Tzaros Asura. Ma'asherin ken yotzul sheisha royas chamuras. They will have a Mishnah later. There are six different type of Noshim, Mielu, there are six more Chamadik Noshim, Hoyel the Evshali Nosali Achim. None of the brothers can marry her, like Lamasha, your sister. You have five brothers and you all have the same sister. None of the brothers can marry your sister. So in such a case, when your sister gets married to a husband, and that man has a second wife, when he dies, pshita, any one of the brothers is allowed to marry the second wife. Because there's no mitzvah yibum there. There's no issereshah sach there. There is a stranger that married your sister. So even though that stranger had a second wife, what does the second wife have to do with you? When he dies, you're allowed to marry the second wife. Yediyev shulinosel yachim is tarasayim mutaris. Saying tzara, when is there such a lach of a tzara? This is the yisori, this poshet. When is there such a lach that you can't marry the second wife? Ela meyach. Only in the case when your brother is married to her. Then the svara is when your brother is married to two wives, the only time there's a heter to marry them for you, if there's a mitzvah yibum. Because the meister, she's your brother's wife, and Eishes Tach is also for you. But in these cases, there's no mitzvah yibum, therefore she's also. But in a case where a stranger married your sister, and he had a second wife, what has that got to do with you? The second wife is no issa to you. The second wife, you're allowed to marry. If he gives her a get, you can marry the second wife. The second wife is not your brother's wife. Now, the yisoid of our Mishnah's poshut, it's only when your brother is married to these wives. So when your brother is married to a wife, he says, oh, you say there's really a nesha sach, your brother's wife is also to you. You're never allowed to marry her. Only when there's a mitzvah yibum. When there's no kids there, and when she's not an erva to you, then there's a mitzvah yibum. But when there's a issa erva that you can't marry her, therefore there's no mitzvah yibum on the other one, therefore they remain also to you. Now the Gemara says, Azorah Shemano. We have now a svara that says there's an Azorah, you're not allowed to do it. But Einish Minayin, how do we know there's an Einish? How do we know if you live with them, if you are Miyabim, then you get an Avera, you get a Chiyav Koros. Like you have this Lima now, teach us there's an Azorah also. But how do you know the Einish, that if you do live with them, you'll get Koros? Shrash Einish Minayin, Im Yibim Ervo Oitzeros, how do we know you get the Einish? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Ki chol isha shayasim mikol atuavis is so. There's a hekesh here when the oinish of chorus applies to any case there's an erva. Anytime there's an erva involved, there's an oinish chorus. Therefore, the last portion of the hekesh here, ki chol isha shayasim mikol atuavis. Any azora that it says in that pasha, the pasuk now is saying there's a chiyah chorus involved. So that's how we know there's an isser involved and there's a chiyah chorus also. Now the Gemara says, time of the cost of Rachman Oleha. Like we said, how do we know the din of the Mishnah, that when your brother is married to your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not allowed to marry her? How do we know you can't marry your daughter? Because the pasuk says Oleha, there's a gzeras hakosiv. If your brother is married to your sister-in-law, there's no mitzvah yibum. Ha'olav hochi, if there wouldn't have been that pasuk Oleha, ha'vamina, I would have thought, ha'choysishu miyabemis, I would have thought in Svari, yes. Your brother is married to your sister-in-law. So true, your sister-in-law by yourself you can't marry. But now that your brother is married to her, and your brother dies without children, I would have thought you were allowed to marry her. For the more of my time, what kind of svar is that? Why would I have thought you were allowed to? The chura, there's an issa chorus involved. Your sister-in-law, you're not allowed to marry, there's a chiv chorus. So for what reason would have I thought, because of the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it? So what do you have to say, my timer, the Yarmina, because I would have said, Osi essay, this essay of the mitzvah Yibim comes, the dochi loisa say, and it's mantra this loisa say not to marry your sister-in-law. Even though usually if you marry one sister, you're not allowed to marry the other sister, but here, since there's a mitzvah Yibim involved, I would think like Esther dochi loisa say, the mitzvah Yibim gives me a heter to marry the sister-in-law. That's why I would have thought you were allowed to. Kamashma and the Pasuk Oleha, you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't make any sense. When do I say this klal, that a mitzvah essay has the right to be doich, even though you have to do an avera loisa say, you're allowed to do it. To be mekayem the mitzvah essay, that's only loisa say greater. That's only a regular loisa say. Like we'll soon see, the famous case, that even though you have sharpness on your tzitzis, you're allowed to wear tzitzis. Because when you wear that tzitzis, you'd be in the kind of the mitzvah essay of tzitzis, even though you're being over the law not to wear klayim, sharpness, but so what? We say mitzvah essay is doichalois essay. That's when there's only a pure law, that's all. Not to wear sharpness is only a law. That's called lois essay greater. But lois essay sheesh by chorus vidochi. But here, your sister-in-law, it's not a regular law not to marry her. There's a chiyav koros involved. If you marry, live with your sister-in-law, you chayav koros. So whenever the law has koros, midochi, we don't say the klal of esed deicholos to say. Like we'll soon see, we'll learn that esed, we'll go through the sugi now, how we learn out the esed deicholos to say. But it's only by a regular law, not in a case where the law has koros. So back to the kasha, what do I need a pasuk altogether for? To tell me there's no mitzvah yibum on your sister-in-law, pshita there's no mitzvah yibum. There's a chiyav koros involved. You have no right to go live with her. Vesu, another kasher is, loisa say gerei de minolan. How do we even know a regular loisa say? You're allowed to be doicha, you could do the loisa say. In order to give a kind of mitzvah say, the chsir kos the pasuk says, loisil by shatnes. You're not allowed to wear shatnes. You can't wear linen and wool together. Kedilim taslachor. Then the pasuk says right away, do mitzvahs to wear tzitzis. So Vidash and Rashi said leshul b'shatnis. V'somach le. Right away the pasuk says kedilim taslachor. Go make tzitzis. Vidashin and Vidash v'nesmuchin. The tzitzis says the mitzvah tzitzis right next to lav b'shatnis. V'sharin and klayim tzitzis. It comes to teach us that even though your tzitzis has klayim, you're allowed to wear it. Alma, what do we see? Or see essay with deicholos essay. There's a svar of essay is deicholos essay. The Yomri of Lezer, says smuchim in a termina. And how do we know that he started with dashin smuchim? Shenem ma smuchim lav derla masuyin biyemes biyosha. And the Yomri of Sheshes, Yomri of Lezer, Mishum of Lezer ben Azayah, Menayin livomish nasal emuk ashchin. All right, we'll stop here. Lots of tomorrow.
All right, we'll stop here.
It's late. You're holding off Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, last Gemara was, the question is, we were saying that a mitzvah's yibum does not apply if the isha is an erva. Since she's chayv krisis, there's no mitzvah's yibum, and we have a pasuk for that to say that when she's a chayv krisis, there's no mitzvah's yibum. So the question was, what do we need a pasuk for? Mashma, without the pasuk, I would say there should be a mitzvah's yibum. Why? Because the mitzvah's yibum is a mitzvah's asei. Even though you're going to marry now your own daughter, in the case where your brother married your daughter, so when your brother dies now, to you to do the mitzvah means to marry your own daughter, that's a chayv krisis. But I would say, essay is doy chaloysa say sheis pekoris. Therefore, I need a pasuk to say, no, there's no mitzvah. So the question is, no, when do we say essay doy chaloysa say? Only a loysa say greater. Last Gemara was. But a loysa say sheis pekoris midochi. A loysa say, like, by marrying your own daughter. Even though there's a mitzvah essay of Yibum, for sure you do not say essay decholos essay. So it's the question then, why do we need a pasuk to say there's no mitzvah Yibum? Pshita, there's no mitzvah Yibum. Then the Gemara goes with Su, and more than that. Lois essay gurei de minolan. How do bechlau we know the Inyan that essay is decholos essay by itself, where there's only a lav and not a chi of chorus if you do it? Minolan, how do we know it? The dog.